Well, coming up over the next few days, we want to spotlight some of the folks who are in the Scrooge contest with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And one of those is Cheryl Dusenberry at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Wanted to visit a little bit with her and some of her efforts to raise funds and raise stuff for the Atlantic Food Pantry, because that's why we do it. Cheryl, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. I'm excited to be one of the four Scrooge contestants. When Jackie Sampson called, I was honored that she called. I truly believe that we have to give back to our community, so I said yes. And I was always so impressed when Eleanor, or Big E, was so enthusiastic and worked so hard on the Scrooge contest. So I thought, why not? And I said yes.
Did you have to think about it, or was it just a quick yes?
It was a quick yes, and Jackie was surprised that it was such a quick yes, but I said yes, and I haven't turned back. I'm excited to be part of it.
Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, and they've been doing it for quite a while, so I'm surprised if you don't know much about this, the Scrooge contest is really a fun way to have a little competition to really raise funds and awareness and more donations for the local Atlantic Food Pantry. It's amazing when you dive into that project just how much need there is these days.
Yes, Jim, there is a huge need. I visited with Brad Osborne, one of the board members for the food pantry, several times, and the statistics he gave me that I've included in some of the letters I've sent out were really startling. So there is a need, and I hope that the four of us can raise a lot of not only canned goods, but money, because money goes a long ways, and Brad said then they can buy what they're short of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And even since COVID, the need has grown just tremendously. So there are a lot of folks that do have the need here in the community. And as you said up front, that's kind of part of our job, especially when you live in a smaller community. If you live in a large city, you can largely disappear if you want to. But it's hard to do that in a small town. And there are things expected of us when we live in a small town. Is that the way you feel about it?
I do, Jim. I always told our kids growing up, you don't get paid for everything you do. You need to volunteer. So I do volunteer when I can. I look forward to volunteering more because I'm retiring at the end of the year from the country club, so I can go back to more volunteering. But helping with the Scrooge contest and raising money and food for the food pantry seemed like a great way, especially with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming.
You bet. Well, there are two different ways, I guess, bottom line, to raise stuff for the food pantry, through financial donations or through donations of canned and boxed goods. They always have a list of certain things that are kind of necessary and needed at this time. I'm sure they probably shared all that with you folks.
They did, and you can bring any non-perishable canned goods, boxed goods. They need paper towels, toilet paper, things like that. Or if you choose to give a cash donation, if you choose to write a check, you would write it to Atlantic Food Pantry, and then in the memo you can put the Scrooge that you would like it to go to.
Okay. And the Scrooge, I don't know why they use Scrooge, because we all know the word, we all know the story, but it's really a positive thing, not a down thing like the Scrooge would infer. But the goal is to get everybody competing a little bit to raise all the awareness and the funds, and then the one who raises the most will be the Grand Marshal for the Lighted Christmas Parade that happens in early December. So that's a pretty neat opportunity.
That is a neat opportunity for whichever one of the four of us raises the most funds. They will be the Grand Marshal, and that is Saturday, December 2nd. We'll hope for great weather and maybe a little snow.
It always sparkles just a little bit more with a touch of snow out there. So talk about your efforts now. Everybody has their own little strategy. It's all up to you, right? They just kind of leave the door open to do whatever you want to do to raise as much as you can.
Correct, Jim. We are given some guidelines, but then it's kind of, we're given from November 1st through November 20th. We meet at noon on the 21st to turn in what we have, and then we'll know who the Scrooge is. But otherwise, it's kind of up to us. I do have collection cans at Capital's Ace Hardware, McAtee Tire, Mutual of Omaha, and Atlantic Golf and Country Club. I thought outside the box a little bit, and I've asked Dirt Road Candles, and that would be the small business owned by Michelle Meyer, if she would support me. She is having a candlelit open house on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 10th through 12th, and she is giving a percentage of her proceeds that weekend to the Scrooge contest. So if you've never been to Dirt Road Candles, it's an amazing place, and she's supporting a good cause. So I thank Michelle and her crew for doing that.
Is that the first thing that goes through your mind after you say yes to being a part of this? Is, oh boy, now I got to figure out some creative ways to raise some stuff.
You're right. As soon as I said yes, I was like, okay, and I started writing down some ideas. I'm a planner, so I didn't wait too long to start thinking of some of my ideas. And you can ask ahead of time. You just can't announce your plans until November 1st. And then I also ask Carrie, the owner of Coffee Girl, if she would support the Scrooge contest. She has not chosen the day yet, but she's going to do that very soon. So I will let people know. And she's also going to give a percentage of Coffee Girl proceeds to the food pantry.
Now, of course, as we mentioned, Cheryl is one of four. Ed Hamilton, Dean Junker, Chet Manili are also part of this competition, a friendly competition.
A friendly competition. Whoever's the Scrooge will be the Scrooge, and that's great. We're all raising money for the same one cause, and we hope that the food pantry benefits greatly from the four of us.
Does it make much difference to you how those donations come in, whether they are items or whether it's money? Money's easier to handle, of course.
Money is easier to handle, and how they count it is a canned good is equal to a point, but money, each dollar, is worth 5 points. So if we had to pick, we'd probably pick money, but we love canned goods also. And then, like I said, if you choose to write a check, you would write it to Atlantic Food Pantry, not to the Scrooge. And then you can just put in the memo which Scrooge.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your years of teaching, you probably have run into the food pantry situation many times over the years, dealing with so many students and families. But have you learned more about the need and about the efforts and the process the food pantry goes through by being a part of this?
I have, Jim, and I've also asked Brad. It didn't work for me to go today to watch distribution, but I asked Brad if I could come down and help and watch so I could get a better understanding. So I look forward to doing that next week. And truly, the statistics and how much food prices have gone up is quite astounding and startling. And I know in our community, and like you said, I taught in Atlantic for 34 years, so I saw that firsthand. And, you know, they do the backpack or the weekend program at the schools. And I thought that was a great opportunity because kids just quietly take home a sack of food so they have food for the weekend. But, you know, I can't say enough good about the Atlantic Food Pantry and the board members and all the volunteers who work so very hard, not just Thursday in distribution, but Monday and Tuesday. And to all, not only the people and individuals, but the businesses that support the food pantry. We thank them greatly.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Well, it's a good opportunity for folks to, like I say, get out and support and be a part of the process and raise those donations. And give them the pitch. Why should they support Cheryl Dusenberry over these other folks when it comes to being a donor for this project?
Well, I'm the only female or woman, so you can support the woman. And in all seriousness, if you pick Chet or Dean or Ed, that would be great too. But I hope you do support Cheryl. And like I said, it could be canned goods, and I'd be happy to pick those up if you'd like me to, or check or money, and I could pick that up for you also. But just support the Atlantic Food Pantry. And it's a short contest, so don't think I have time later. It runs November 1st through the 20th. So it's a short contest. Support us, please.
Okay, very good. And once again, how do they support you specifically? Your donation locations are?
At Capel's Ace Hardware, McAtee Tire, Mutual of Omaha Insurance, and Atlantic Golf and Country Club, or you can contact Cheryl, myself, and I would be happy to come pick it up at your business or your home.
Or if they simply mailed a check to the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and marked it in care of Cheryl the Scrooge, you'd probably be okay with that.
P.O. Box 516. Thank you.
Okay, very good. All right. So, again, time's a-wasting. So, if you want to support, and you should, make sure you do that now, because that contest only runs for a few weeks here. So, you've got just through the latter part of November. I think November 20th thereabouts is the tail end of that process. So, be a part of that. Be a part of your community and helping those that you may not even know in your neighborhood that are using that service and need that service. So, Cheryl, thanks for your time here today. Appreciate it. And thanks for all you're doing to help the effort.
Thank you, Jim, and do support the Scrooge contest.